It's Saturday afternoon live from Coal Creek Canyon. Woo! Ow! Welcome, welcome, Chambro. Welcome, you sensual pirates. And, yeah, arg. And let's really give them an arg. Maybe on the count of three, a real deep, sensual arg. One, two, three. Oh!
Ow!
Ow! You bad boys and girls, yes. And welcome to Coal Creek Canyon. I'm David McMaster, and it truly is my delight and pleasure to welcome everyone who's here in Coal Creek Hall, the home of the Crimson Circle, but all those who are joining us on the internet, be it Blog Talk Radio, the Crimson Circle website, and even those who are watching the live video, which is really awesome. So thousands of Chambra are gathered with us in this now moment, and thousands more will be in this now moment, but see it later. And the bleachers in the other realms are full. Yeah. And it's a powerful, transformative, dynamite time, and we chose to be here. And you guys remember signing up to come here? Huh? Yeah. No? and of course, you know, it started about 9 billion years ago, and we, you know, went ahead and did that Star Wars thing for quite a while, and then we decided that was kind of silly, and maybe we'd do this Order of the Ark thing and get energy moving again. And then in doing that, we'd come to Earth and take on biology, and we did the Lemurian thing and Atlantis and yada, yada, yada. And actually then, you know, decided about 80 years ago, that we'd come back together at this time. But we also decided, you know, about 2,000 years ago when we came in and planted that Christ seed. So think about that. Without iPads or, you know, computers, just following our heart and soul, it brought us here. The good news is, think how magical that is and how it worked in the past. So we didn't have to figure it out. We just allowed. And here we are. And now, it's our time as embodied masters on Earth, because we've chosen it. So let's take a deep breath with that. And let me invite us all, as embodied masters, to breathe that in and to feel it. For that's really why we're here. Everything else is just a costume party. a grand one at that, but a costume party. So let's take that breath, that conscious breath, that says, yes, I choose to be here now. And in the safe space that we can create anywhere, anytime, we can allow all of our energies to seek resolution and balance, but then also to expand even beyond this dimension. So let's just breathe and allow. And to feel, and it is safe to feel. And in the past, we've been used to fight or flight, but now we can be present in the now moment. So let me invite all of us to continue breathing. And we have some lovely music. Well, I'll just say it's a music video, Little Talks by Monsters and Men. Hoo-ah.
So
an empty house. So hold my hand, I'll walk with you, my dear. The stars creak, I should sleep, it's keeping me awake. It's the house telling you to close your eyes. And some things I can't even trust myself. It's killing me to see this way. Cause though the truth may marry this, ship will carry on. Disappear. All that's left is a ghost of you. Now we're torn, torn, torn apart. There's nothing we can do. Just let me go, we'll meet again soon. Now wait, wait, wait for me. Though the truth may vary, this ship will carry our bodies safe to shore.
Yeah, a little different, huh? And, you know, technology just absolutely amazes me how they were able to videotape my dreams. Huh? Really? And I used to, before the Crimson Circle, I used to call them boogie bears. Oh, yeah. And then had a bunch of those, and then found out about the Crimson Circle and SES and aspectology, and realized there were some critters up there that were seeking resolution, but it was part of me. So here we are, another chapter. And, you know, it was just, it seems like a blinking of the eye that like 14 years ago in August, there was a little gathering in a teepee. And at that time, Tobias came in for the first time in a public channel and told the people gathered there that their guides were either had left or were leaving. Now, can you imagine in 1999, how that might have impacted you? You know, I would have gone, goodbye. Not really. And also my sense is that, you know, even though there was just a handful there, you know, our soul self, our spirit, we were there. And it was the early stages of what now is truly the most magnificent creation on the planet. And we have Jeff and Linda to thank. Thank you. Let's give them a round of applause. Woo!
Thank you, David. Good to be here. Good to have been home for a month, I think, now, without any traveling or workshops. And so often we're just getting back from a trip, getting ready for the monthly meeting, getting ready to go out again. But we've had a little time at home. So.
Oh, I've been on a trip. It just hasn't been away from home. Are you talking about this last month?
What about it?
Holy crap. Was this not an intense month? Am I the only one that felt an intense month?
Who did not have an intense month? Who, calm, easy.
Oh, bless you. You are so fortunate. Wow.
Could you give me the name of your psychiatrist?
Wow.
I enjoyed it. I had some time at home. I was recovering and doing yard work and just relaxing. I thought it was wonderful. Yeah,
I enjoyed a lot of it, but I definitely had it. If I was doing okay, but everything around me was kind of over the top.
I was assuming that everything that was happening was about my enlightenment.
Yeah. Huh. You are so wise.
You know, anytime some stuff came up, I'm just assuming, like Kodama said, that this is about my enlightenment. And actually, it really works, because then I don't get caught in the drama. It's like, oh, the energy's here to serve me. It was wonderful. I really actually enjoyed that channel. It was so simple, so beautiful. Just assume it's about your enlightenment.
I do. That doesn't change the intensity of it. That's exactly what it was about, but it was like, wow.
Anyway, good to be here with everybody, and a special warm welcome to everybody listening in online today. Let's give a big hug and a wave over at this camera here. Big wave to everybody listening in. All right. We got a pretty
full. I see a sign. Where? Tell me about your, look at your sign. What is this? Oh. Hi, Adam. There you
I
go.
I thought it was for Adamus. And you just didn't have room for the U.S. on it, you know. So, hi, Adam. He's going to be really disappointed it's not for him. Yeah, just
that's
you want
funny.
A pen, you can quickly fill that in. Anyway, pretty good turnout today for August, which is kind of a lot of people on vacation. A lot of people gone. But, of course, a lot of people vacationing that came here. Isn't that amazing? As a matter of fact, Linda has the lists of today's guests.
Like, what has come over you with this enlightenment? You're just so tuned in.
It's all about my enlightenment. The world, the universe, creation is all about my enlightenment. Everything is. See, that doesn't bother me. You can say anything. It's just about my enlightenment.
Actually, I've been pulling.
She didn't take the chance. When the words are coming out of my mouth, I'm like, oh, no, don't, Linda. Don't use this opportunity.
Later. Much later. Okay. Would we like to talk about our guests?
Yes. They've come a long way, a far road to be here.
Okay. We have Monique. From Netherlands, where are you?
Ooh. Hello,
there
how
you
are
go.
You?
How
we're
are
we're
you?
About in the Netherlands. Yeah. Oh, David's going to give you the microphone. You're on camera. I think we're going to be right over here, and like 80 million people watching. If you include all the angels, you know, there's only
it's a young generation.
Like
15 they're so
people watching, but
young?
Yeah,
younger.
Yeah. Okay, Almere.
I don't know where that is.
No.
Is it the hilly part of Netherlands?
No.
There's no hilly part of Netherlands.
No.
That was a
near
trick
Amsterdam.
Question.
Near Amsterdam.
Yeah.
I like Netherlands. The food is good. The people are actually very nice. They like to speak English. And it's just a beautiful country.
Yeah.
Good flowers. Yeah.
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 Very good.
I'm glad you're here. I assume this is your... I'm assuming everything now. I assume this is your first time here in Coal Creek Canyon. Were you just blown away and impressed when you pulled up today and saw, this is the world universal headquarters of Crimson Circle?
No more Diet Pepsi, no more enlightenment.
That's not Diet Pepsi.
Yeah, so I was wondering.
Well, were you just kind of like really impressed?
When we came from the airport, it was really okay.
Yeah.
Different. So,
yeah. I mean, Coal Creek Hall, right here.
Yeah.
Jeff, let her off the hook.
It is different. Yes. Yeah. And did you get Edith's autograph? I know people were standing. They were standing in line before to get your autograph. Anyway,
this
thank you for being here.
This is going to be a long
day.
And from Germany, living in Netherlands, but visiting us today, we have Maureen Niemann.
Maureen, good to see you. Is Milan watching in today?
Why did I know you would ask me?
I don't know, you're psychic.
Yeah, he's watching. Yeah, he's really proud that I'm here. And
First time in Coal Creek. We've known you for years, but first time in Coal Creek Canyon.
I promised myself to be here one day, so this is my day. Mecca for Chandra.
Mecca, yeah. Yeah, and sometimes dreams are better than reality, and sometimes reality better than the dream.
No, I actually like it. It's really cozy here, and... Yeah, I like it. And meeting all the people in person and that I watched every month. I like it. Yeah. I really like it. It's cozy. It's really
homey.
Cozy and warm and loving energy here. So,
Thank you.
Okay.
Glad you're here. Glad to see you in Colorado. Yeah.
And we have three young, beautiful people here. Paco Hess, Alejandra, and Aranza. And how, Billy, I never say the last name right.
Aranza.
Have the last name?
Aguirre.
And Billy!
And Billy!
Yay, all from Mexico, now in Colorado. Go ahead, Billy.
Aren't you so proud of your mom? Isn't she great?
Oh, my God.
I'm putting him on the spot.
Say yes. Yes, that's the right answer.
Yeah. 2 weeks ago, and they have been really, flowing with all the changes. Is it mute?
No, it's on mute.
Okay. So it sounds now?
No.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Yay.
Oh, yeah.
So.
you've met David too long.
I was saying that. Thank you so much, everybody here. It's always, so nice to feel you. It's like carrying this energy and the way I feel every time I come here and just taking that sense out of my everyday life really makes a huge difference. So thank you.
I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
And as you know, Billy's now working with the Crimson Circle, working with Advanced Studies. Thank you. We're glad that you could join us.
Thank you.
Okay. And we have Brian Bergstrom from Fortuna, California. Where are you, sir?
Hi, Brian. Good to see you again. And Brian, where is Fortuna?
It's just about 15 miles south of Eureka, California. It's on the coast, Northern California. Oh, about 100 some miles from the Oregon border.
Oh, yeah.
Redwood country, as gorgeous as around here, but not as much up and down.
Yeah. Up here is a little up and down. Yeah.
Welcome,
yeah.
Brian.
I first heard about you guys at the 1212 and decided to come visit.
Wonderful.
Since I haven't been to Colorado in 20 years.
Yeah. Well, glad you're here.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. Yeah. Thank you.
We have Kathleen McWilliams from Wichita, Kansas.
Hello, Kathleen. How are you today? Good to see you. What's the news in Kansas?
Dorothy, does not live in Kansas anymore. There's a portal you can get stuck in, and I managed to get myself out of it.
Yeah.
Yay.
And I am now free.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you.
From Madisonville, Louisiana, we have Mari Garland. Where are you?
Welcome. Hi, good to see you.
How are you?
Another first time here in Coal Creek.
Yes, this is my first time. I was last with you all in Sedona and wanted to come here and be with everyone.
Wonderful.
Great. And, you know, Sedona was only, what, 5 weeks ago, I think? Doesn't it seem like last year?
It really does.
Yeah.
So it's great to be here with everyone.
Thank you.
A regular visitor, but from out of state, we have John McCurdy from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Hey, John. Not only a regular visitor, but also a kin to Gene Tinder. Brother, yeah.
Who's older?
I am.
Who is? Oh, we won't go there. John, how have you been?
Very good.
Good.
Say hi to Mary Beth. She's at home.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Mary Beth.
Hi, Mary Beth.
Hi, Mary Beth.
Thanks, John. Good to see you again.
And from Cincinnati, Ohio, we have Lynn Rohr. Rohr, where are you? There
hi, Lynn.
You are.
Hello.
Any news from Ohio?
Any Cthulhu
sightings?
I now live in Boulder, so.
And
I've always wanted to be here, too. Thank you.
You know, and for those who aren't familiar with Colorado and the little nuances and that, Boulder, this whole area is just beautiful. I mean, it's you know, Linda and I could live anywhere in the world, but I love living here. I mean, it's just magnificent. Boulder, a little Boulder itself, a little different.
They say it's bubble.
Yeah, they say it's, 24 square miles surrounded by reality. But, I like going to Boulder.
Yeah, there are a lot of Boulder residents here.
I know. They know exactly what I'm talking about. I love going to Boulder just because it's a little different. It's leading edge, let's say. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
In Boulder, I don't know if most people realize, but there's one therapist for every 1,000 people. And then there's one therapist for every 100 therapists. That tells you about Boulder.
And a massage therapist for every 10 people.
Oh,
yeah. Everybody is. Somebody years ago moved here from out of the area, and they said, oh, I'm going to move to Boulder, to Colorado. I'm a Reiki master, and, you know, I'm going to set up my business. And it's like, oh, my gosh. Every waitress, every, you know, gas station attendant is a Reiki master. That's a good thing. It's good for energy. Hi. I'm assuming this is about my enlightenment.
So socially inappropriate comments are related to enlightenment?
Damn right. It's for enlightenment, yeah. Everybody knows Boulder. They joke about Boulder on the radio. I mean, Boulder. Boulder, I don't know if a lot of you folks know, but Boulder...
Enough already!
I'm rolling. Boulder is where they shot Mork and Mindy. Mork and Mindy's house is in Boulder. You could drive right by. Yeah. I mean, they wanted a different kind of place, you know, as the setting for the TV show Mork and Mindy. Everybody who is under, you know, 50 is going, a Mork and what? Go ahead.
Colorado itself has been going through an incredible progression. The real estate is going through the roof. It's gone beyond what it was when it crashed out. People are moving here faster than anyone can imagine. They don't understand why. Hello, they legalized marijuana. What do you expect? Are you kidding?
Yeah, it was the best thing for real estate prices of anything. Yeah.
Come on. Okay.
When does that, I don't know when that actually goes in effect.
It's in effect. They just haven't quite figured out how to control it.
Right. Why not, you know? But I think, isn't it supposed to be next month the retail store is open? It's like Holland. You know, you just walk in and order your brownies or your eye drops. They have marijuana eye drops, I found
out.
No way. Why did David?
Oh, This is going south fast. Oh, and there's a Netherlands in Colorado, so it's like Netherlands, and there's this relationship now. We should be sister countries.
Netherlands, which is just, 10, 15 miles from here, was named after Netherlands, but they didn't know how to pronounce it. So they call it Netherlands, because they heard some Dutch people say Netherlands. It's based on that.
Oh, more comments. Susan Grace is here from South Lebanon, Ohio.
Good to see you. And where is South Lebanon, and why did it get the name?
It's a little north of Cincinnati, and I don't have a clue how it got the name. And I don't live there anymore either.
Did you move here?
No, well, I've been traveling since 2008, and she called me up here just recently. So I don't know. Maybe I live here.
It's a nice area.
I'm delighted to be here. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.
Actually, there's a big business now in tattoo removal, which I predicted 7 years ago.
Yeah.
That's what you need to be going into right now. Okay, you know what those tattoos look like as they're aging?
What's the biggest, what's the thing people are getting removed? What kind of tattoos?
Anything that's sagging.
Anything.
Can you imagine what some of these things are looking like?
What they're removing is lovers' names. And it's like, for the young people who are listening, things change quickly. Don't necessarily, get a nice heart or a spade, tattoo, but no names.
More visitors.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa Moore from Blair, Oklahoma. Where are you, Lisa? Welcome.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Nice to see you. Hello.
And is this your first time here?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Isn't it exciting?
I was waiting for the rest of the question to come out, so yes. Yeah, I've been watching the Crimson Circle off and on over the years.
Yes.
Not so much lately, so I've been catching up. My friend here, who I'm with, she's more a regular viewer, so.
Yeah.
But we've been talking about coming for years, so it's like, this is the first time. We're going. Let's do it.
Good. I'm sure you're excited about seeing Adamus today.
Oh, yeah.
You were smart. You're sitting in the middle. Yeah. He rarely goes over there.
Hey, rarely. I'm game.
Yeah.
I'm game. I'm good to go.
Who knows? He might be nice today.
We've got an Oklahoma crew here.
Yeah.
Lisa is also here with Melinda Burnett.
Hi, Melinda. How are you?
Hello.
Good to see you. Yeah.
From Marshall.
I'm a hardcore fan.
All right.
I've been keeping up with you guys since about 2000. With the Cryon Summer Conference in Santa Fe. I watch every month.
Wow.
Really addicted.
But first time here?
Yeah.
In Coke Creek, yeah.
Yeah. Wow, and it looks like the videos. deja vu.
Yeah, it kind of is, so, yeah. It's so funny when Linda and I travel and people come up to us and they want to know how, Vince is doing or Edith or Sart. It's like, what about us? But then, you guys are the rock stars. Yeah.
Well, y'all are.
Glad to see you here. Thank you.
And Curtis Dunham is here from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Where are you, Curtis? Oh, do you guys know each other? Oh.
No.
Anybody single and available?
I wonder.
Oh, raise your hand if you're single and available. Look, all over the place.
I moved here, a few days ago.
Oh, you moved here? Was this anything with this law changing? Tell me it's about Crimson Circle.
No, I've been wanting to move here for over a year.
Yeah.
Oh.
Worked out.
Where'd you move to in the area?
None of your business.
Morrison.
Morrison. Yeah, it's very pretty. Yeah.
Okay.
Very nice.
Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah. But we ought to start a commune or a compound or something.
Let's just start a greenhouse. From Rush Valley, Utah, we have two friends, Yvonne Jarvie and Brian Suter. Yay!
Yvonne and Brian, good to see you again.
Nice to see you again.
Always good to see you.
Hello, Chandra. Glad to be here.
Glad you're here. No, no other words. That's it. Good. Good to see you. Thanks for being here.
There are actually quite a few new faces. This is a really amazing crowd, but I want you to know. Oh, and you—we don't have you, but you're here visiting.
I think I'm incognito from Australia. I've seen you guys before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could you give her the mic?
Yeah. Oh, she's going to give you the microphone.
Listen, Tobias. I'm Inika from South Australia, and my friend lives in Coal Creek Canyon. No, sorry, Black Hawk, sorry.
Black Hawk.
I'm nervous. Yeah, but she's original Aussie as well from Adelaide.
Wow.
An Adelaidean alien. But I've been tuning in since 2003. I was originally tuning into Cryon, and my friends were doing the EMF and basically guided me to the Crimson. So, yeah, I tune in every month and really addicted to everything. And I'm nervous because I've seen Tobias and I'm like, oh, Adamus, I'm so scared. So should I be scared or...
Yeah, you know,
be
you
afraid,
know.
And it's my and I'm a fellow Virgo, Jeff, so this is my birthday present. So this is my honorary birthday today, even though it's not till the 28th. I'm an early Virgo, not a later Virgo.
I'm 26.
Get out. So you're on the cusp?
Yeah.
So you're Leo Virgo?
Cuspy. A lot of Leo.
Yeah, you're Leo, for sure.
Yeah, you probably noticed.
Well, you act like a lot of Leo.
If you've got thick hair, like a mane sort of thing going on, that's a Leo trait.
A little less.
And you're
thick
a showman, so
before.
That's Leo.
Before.
So I'm pinching myself. I'm so excited.
This
is like a dream.
Yeah.
Totally. I'm so excited. So you guys are like celebrity rock stars. So, and yeah, so this is amazing. So I can't wait to see Adamus when he comes. Oh, he's around now, of course, but yeah, when he comes in.
Right,
so yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. So thank you for everything. Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Glad you're here.
And
there are lots of new people here, and it was so funny. I was getting dressed today. There's a special guest here who's leaving soon.
Oh.
Yeah, Taryn.
Tara. Jean's daughter, Taryn.
Yeah. And it was so fun because. I dressed three different outfits, and I just thinking, oh, what am I doing? It didn't feel right, and something just said, just go neutral, Linda. So I was all neutral. No, seriously, I was all neutral, and I walked in the door, and Taryn, Jean's beautiful daughter, said, I have a little gift for you, Linda. And out of this gorgeous bag came this beautiful sky.
Wow.
That Taryn
had made. Taryn's in the back.
So, isn't it elegant? It's
yes,
amazing.
And you're
handmade. It.
As you're no longer neutral. That's
I am no
amazing.
Longer neutral.
Yeah.
So thank you, Taryn. And Taryn will be going back to Washington next month.
Oregon
next month.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Right. There are lots of new. If you're a newbie and you're
first time.
Pretending like you're hiding but trying not to, raise your hand so people can see to be nice to you. Are you new? Are you new to Crimson Circle? No. Okay. Okay. Okay, yeah, there's a few. Yeah, I kind of know. That's all right.
Okay.
Okay. And welcome back to Vincent Carolyn. We missed you, and we're glad you're doing
well.
Yes,
Vincent Carolyn. Glad. Yeah,
yay!
Welcome back. We got a lot of emails from last month. You know, we're Vincent Carolyn. They'll be back. They'll be back. Anyway, so let's get this rolling with, we're just taking a moment to commemorate. This is our... wonderful, beautiful 14th anniversary. Yeah, isn't that amazing? You know, in a way it seems like, 20 years. In another way, sometimes it does. I mean, it's just like kind of life restarted 14 years ago. As David mentioned, we were in a teepee down near Colorado Springs. There was about 20 or 22 people and
crowd.
It was a warm summer afternoon, kind of like this, and everybody was gathered in the teepee, and, you know, as I told the story before, it was smoky and terrible, and a rainstorm came up and was coming in the teepee. You know, it was one of those things, and then Tobias talked about the guides leaving, and it wasn't the guides that left, it was everybody who was in a teepee left.
The audience did not appreciate the message, to say the least. We got kind of shunned.
Yeah, but here we are. Actually, Linda and I hopped in the car. We're driving home, and it's like, boy, there goes my channeling career. One channel, and that's it.
shortly after that, we ended up, our original stage in the hall was the fireplace here.
Yeah,
we
had
two plastic lawn chairs, and the group made a circle.
Yeah. And scary. Wow, look at us now. We got a TV.
Big one. The biggest.
And I do remember Tobias saying in the early days that this would never really attract big crowds, which I was thankful for because I didn't like that at all. But I guess you always have to be careful when the angelic beings make a statement, because their reference point and ours is a little different. When they send, when they say soon, that could be 10,000 years. To us, soon is like, well, tomorrow or maybe Tuesday. But
you always have to ask for clarity.
Always have to ask. It's been an amazing journey, and with everyone.
And Jeff, thanks for being so bold and to do it.
Thank you. One little step at a time.
Jeff used to get so nervous that he literally would pick shirts and very carefully so that nobody would see how much he was sweating. I'm not kidding, because he was so...
Everybody's going, whoa.
No, it was because he was...
Look at me now. Deodorant.
Well, it was because he was genuinely so nervous and really, really opening him up, you know, in such a sensitive way that it really did have that kind of effect.
But the beautiful thing about all this has been we're all on this incredible experience. I don't even want to call it a journey because it sounds like there's a destination. It's just an experience. We're all doing it together. All of us, including those listening in online, we're really uncovering, unraveling this whole thing called awakening in a new era, different than what the old masters did it like. We're doing it together. We can laugh about it. We can cry about it. We can swear about it. We do swear about it. But we're doing it together, and it's been remarkable. And the fact is that I would never say, Linda would never say that we've already done it. Somebody asked me recently, are you enlightened? And it's like, first of all, if I was, I wouldn't say yes out loud. I mean, it's kind of a personal thing. But actually, there's something about the experience of the realization that's amazing in itself. And I actually find myself once in a while going, geez, I'm just going to procrastinate it a little bit because it's absolutely amazing in the experience of it. And then I take a deep breath. But it's been truly amazing doing it with everybody all around the world. And this word Shambra, is something Tobias mentioned early on. I think it was in maybe 2000. Just kind of threw the word out there. And I think it kind of rung a bell with so many of us that, oh, yeah, I remember. It was a couple thousand years ago. And here we are again. It's what an incredible, incredible experience. So here we are, 14 years later. Wow. All right. So let's take a look at last month. I do remember this channel. A lot of times I don't really remember the details, but this one, we're assuming it's about enlightenment. So Vicky has put together a little video recap. We're going to take a quick look at see what Adama said last month. Ready?
Okay.
Oh, and it was called How to Live. Yeah. Yeah. How to Live, you assume it's about enlightenment. It's a difficult journey, this thing called embodied enlightenment. Few have ever come this way. Not so easy, is it? Not so easy. Embodied enlightenment. Sounds wonderful. I wonder what the hell it is. The funny thing is, when we do our classes, when we do our gatherings, I ask that question, what is embodied enlightenment? Very few can actually give an answer. But the interesting thing is, you may not be able to give the answer from right here, but you already know. That's why it is such a passion, such a desire. I have such an insatiable desire for this thing we called embodied enlightenment. Have no clue what it is. Mind doesn't understand, never will, never can, can't even plan it, can't figure it out. But you know what it is. Can't put words to it. Maybe write a few songs about it. Songs without words. But you know. That's why there's this deep, deep desire for this thing called enlightenment. Once you make this true and conscious choice for your enlightenment, which I assume most of you have, once you make that choice, you're no longer a student. You are a master at that point. Please hear those words. See, when you're still trying to decide, when you're putting your toes and fingers into that pudding of potential enlightenment, you're still trying to decide, you are indeed a student. You're assuming the role of student. You will be a student. You will get student energy. You will get teachers that teach to students. But once you make that deep, clear, and conscious choice for embodied enlightenment, you are truly a master. And you start attracting the energies that a master and only a master can attract. When you can boldly and clearly say, I'm choosing this for myself above anything else, above family, above wealth, of course, above anything, above all the rules, above even life itself, when there's no fear of death anymore, because in this process of embodied enlightenment, you meet death over and over, as so many of you know. You may meet it physically. You may just meet it in your dreams and in your fears. But that death comes to you over and over, ultimately helping you to understand the beauty of life. I'm going to title this How to Live. Kind of encompassing, wouldn't you say? Would you write that? How to Live.
Sure.
And this is perhaps been a not such a good word in the past. Linda doesn't like this word at all.
Oh.
Assuming.
Oh, it makes an ass out of you and me.
No, it only makes an ass out of you.
Oh.
Assume. If you would, please.
Really?
On its own piece of paper.
Oh.
Assume.
I hate that word.
What you do is you assume, stop questioning and doubting, you assume that if you've chosen enlightenment, you've made a clear choice, you just assume that everything is serving that. Everything. Everything, everything, no buts. Now, here's a couple of little caveats. If you really haven't chosen it, you're still going from group to group trying to decide, you know, which group you're going to go with, and you're still studying spirituality, this is going to really hurt. But if you made a clear choice within yourself for your embodied enlightenment in this lifetime period, just period, and you assume. So here you are, a plate, consciousness. In consciousness, you've made a clear choice for embodied enlightenment. When you make that clear choice, then and only then can what you call your divinity, your I am, join you. Because when you're not sure, it stays away. There is an illusion of separation between you and yourself. You create this barrier. So what you would call your true I am, your spirit, kind of stays away and watches. Watches just, hey, what's going on? Watches you going through your challenges, dark and light days, just sits back. Once you make that very clear choice, no buts, just a period, I choose embodied enlightenment, period. then the I am, the divinity, it comes in. And you just assume blindly, naively, stupidly. Yeah. You have to almost be so stupid with yourself. You just naive, let's call it simple, pure, whatever the word is, but you just assume that's what's happening. But when doubt comes in the way of an aspect, big, big doubt comes in, and it starts to overshadow and starts to draw energy to it. And suddenly the energy that should be going to this beautiful enlightenment suddenly gets distracted over to the huge doubt. However, if you just blindly assume, it goes like that again. But then, of course, things happen. You have people, you have in your life, you have situations that come up, and then you start to doubt again. And it starts to take the energy, and it starts to cover up your, let's say, your purity. And now you get all discombobulated. The energy is going everywhere but to you. It's all getting tied up in the doubts. So what do? You just dumb down. No buts. Just go back to the clarity. You assume naively, blindly, but that's hard to do. Because, well, if I just assume, what if I get blindsided? Well, you just assume, A, you're not going to, and B, if you do, it's actually a huge gift. You see, all these doubts that come in, and they're coming from everywhere, David. They're coming from aspects and guilt, and they all start... Linda, would you hold that?
Oh, I get to hold the good
one. You see, because I'm really busy with all of the doubts, and they're all taking energy, and they're all distracting, and they're all getting in the way, and they're all annoying, and they're covering up. And you see, they're all taking away. So what do? You take a deep breath. That naive breath, and you just assume. You assume, dear God, that, I mean, I'm calling you God, you assume that if you've chosen embodied enlightenment, that's all that's going to happen. Now, of course, get over here. Now, all the doubt starts coming in and covering up, you see. But it takes energy. It's very distracting. Pretty soon, you're going to forget what the hell you're here for, embodied enlightenment. And you start doubting that because you've got all these questions going on. And you just stop. You take a deep breath. You choose enlightenment. But the buts come up then. The doubts come up. They literally start taking energy and even consciousness away. They start distracting. And then you just start questioning me even more. Maybe I'm not doing this right. Maybe I need to read this book. Maybe I need to do this therapy. Maybe I need to do this and that. No. All you do is assume. Assuming, you could say, takes a lot of trust. Well, it takes total trust. But at this point, what else do you have to trust? Nothing. Nothing. Assuming means adopting yourself. It means adopting you. It means adopting or taking on or taking ownership for the fact that if you've chosen enlightenment, why would anything but enlightenment happen? Why? God, which is, by the way, not what you think it is, isn't sitting up there saying, I don't know, I don't think they're ready for enlightenment yet. Oh, God doesn't care. You can choose enlightenment, you can choose total separation, doesn't care. there is no forces out there, any forces anywhere, that are actually working against your enlightenment. The forces that are out there are working for the people that don't want enlightenment. You see, they're much easier to work with. There is not anything other than what we call some aspects of doubt or guilt within yourself that are working against you. And actually, they're not really working against you. They're just doing what you've asked them to do. Interfere. Run interference. Your doubt aspects, your guilt aspects, your whatever aspects, they're just doing what you asked. The moment that you just assume that everything is about your enlightenment, then it becomes so. It's a little bit of a trick on yourself in a way, but it's an honest trick on yourself. Because otherwise you keep thinking about it and stressing about it and your body starts hurting and start wondering what you're doing wrong. And pretty soon you just give up, which is actually about the best thing you can do. Enlightenment is difficult enough anyway because you're going through deep level biological and changes as well as going beyond the mind. But when the energy is going to all these aspects of doubt, it makes it many, many times more exhausting. You've chosen embodied enlightenment. Now, assume that it is becoming so. I like that. Just assume. I've been doing that all month, and it actually really works. It's very nice. What?
I'm sorry you named the channel wrong. It wasn't just, there can be no buts to enlightenment.
You really,
let go of the big buts.
You really think that's funny? Really think that's funny?
I laughed my ass off putting it on.
I was wondering, down the aisle, come on. I was wondering why you were rushing into the bathroom. Oh, what I have to put up with.
Baby.
Are you done now?
You didn't change the name of it yet.
No, it's called How to Live. Linda wanted me to call...
No Buts to Enlightenment.
No Buts. No Buts.
Let go of the big buts to enlightenment.
And?
I lost. And I gained.
Oh, yeah, it was somebody just said. Okay. So
don't
that was last month's
shout.
And, we got to go quick. I got a lot.
Let go of the big butts to enlightenment.
A lot of slides to cover and very little time. But thank you for acting. Recent events.
There haven't been any.
Yes, there was. There was the barbecue. And I put together some slides. Not too many. Not too long. But we call it the first Saturday. And?
Sounds Mormon.
No. Here's a quick video from last month. Let's have those lights down.
The sky clean and let the sun shine again. This is the most magnificent life has ever been. Here is heaven and earth and the brilliant sky in between. Blessed is this life and I'm gonna celebrate being alive. Blessed is this life and celebrate being alive.
I noticed that Larry, who was helping to serve the food, cook the food, had his crap T-shirt on. It's like, I don't know if that was the
best. Interesting.
Hi, would you like a big plate of crap?
No buts about it.
Just as so. Right. And moving right along, we're going to go through this quickly because we're running a little bit behind.
You've been chatting.
I have been. It's terrible.
But it's cute.
Yeah. Anyway, upcoming events. Go ahead.
Oh, upcoming. We have the Act of Consciousness, Adamus's Act of Consciousness in Roost. Beautiful, beautiful Roost. It's wine country.
Where is Roost?
It's Austria. It's the, everybody knows that. It says right up there. And it looks to be a very wonderful event. We will have Anat and Gerhardt there. Mm-hmm. And there are wine tastings and dinner on the boat and just an opening dinner. It'll be a great Chambre celebration in a most incredibly beautiful country, European. It's a village.
I remember last year we rented bikes and rode through the vineyards. And,
Oh, my gosh, great. Wonderful.
And, Susie, how many spaces left on that? Six left. Okay.
So there's a few spaces left.
We won't talk about that too much.
And that's Wolfing's stomping ground. He will be there assisting us.
Yes.
And don't even look at it. Quantum allowing. France. Sold out before I ever got past the angels.
Next slide. Then.
Then.
October.
We will be doing a very new mystery school known as Energy Physics and Management.
Sounds
like a business
boring
class.
Yeah.
Whoa, he's going to do something exciting, though, because this is Columbia, they will not put up with boring.
No.
People are exciting.
We give this stuff a name just because you have to have a name, for the website and the sign-up. But once we get on site, Adamus always changes it. Even if you just called it a mystery school, they're all different. I mean, so call it what you want.
But.
It's a no buts.
I have to say, I think I could be more than willing to listen to Adamus talk to us about energy management at the way things have been evolving. Mm-hmm. I could handle that.
I know.
But it'll be fine, whatever he does.
Anyway, we will have a simultaneous headset Spanish
Cesa
translation.
Cesar Cortes and Carmenza are our local hosts, and they're doing a beautiful job. And I am telling you, those Colombians can party. You wanna have some fun? That's another kind of fun. Be there and have fun.
And Medellin is a beautiful area.
Wonderful.
Very, very beautiful.
You can fly right into Medellin, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, coming up after that.
Oh, and more Act of Consciousness. That will be in Byron Bay, Australia. We're done with Medellin. Oh, you want that part. Oh, we are doing a Journey of the Angel teacher training immediately following the event in Medellin.
Thank you. It
will be taught in English because that's all Jeff and I really know how to speak fluently.
No hablé español.
And it's a wonderful, wonderful school, and it's material that very few people have been exposed to, and it's magical. Okay, now we go to Byron Bay, Australia, the other side.
I think that's what they call the Gold Coast, that area. It's north of Sydney. Yeah. No? Yeah.
No, that's not the Gold Coast.
Close. Yeah, I mean, it's like a 10-hour drive. It's just, close by. Yeah.
In Australia, that's close.
Yeah. I heard it's beautiful there, though. Yeah. No, never to Byron Bay. Yeah, to Australia, by Byron Bay, huh? Oh.
We hear it's a very lovely setting. The Australians have talked to us about it many times, and we decided to give it a try, to be in a lovely, lovely, different location. And so we are doing Byron Bay, and again, we're doing the Adamas' Act of Consciousness. Oh.
Are these in order?
But what a problem. And then, following that, we will be doing a Journey of the Angels teacher training. Magical, wonderful, 3 days in English because that's all Jeff and I speak well.
And that's what they speak in Australia.
Oh, we don't even speak Australian very well. But they're nice to us anyways. So if you're interested in being a teacher, you have to be an SES teacher. If you would like to be a Journey of the Angels teacher. But boy, you are rushing me and I am doing this as fast as I can. Okay, next. Soon, the angels will get the announcement first. Oh, and by the way, Byron Bay, Australia, and the event in Medellin, the angels have just gotten their notification, so that will go live in the store. When does that go live, Susie? Tuesday morning. It will be opened up right now. The angels have that 3-day advance opening on the registration. Okay, but because Quantum Allowing has been so spectacularly, unbelievably popular, I'm trying to compete with you. Anyway, I'm not doing very well, am I? Anyways, we will be doing Quantum Allowing in Kauai in April, the 13th through the 18th.
And we're announcing it early because this is always a sellout, and we want to give people a chance. So this will be April. We'll also have Anat and Gerhardt there. I think quite a few of you were at Quantum Allowing this year in Kauai. Magnificent event.
We had a lot of people
unbelievable.
Ask us if we would do it there again. There are a lot of new people that want to come, and we've had people that have already gone to a Quantum Allowing that said they can't get enough, they want some more.
So this will be available.
It's such a great experience.
And it will be available on the website. I forgot what date
Angels
I said.
Angels don't have the notice yet. That'll be at the end of the week, maybe. When?
August 9th. August 9th. It'll be available.
August 9th.
Because that's what the slide
Angels
says.
Get the 3-day advance notice.
Yeah. Good. And
what?
That's it.
Okay, we're on time. We're doing good.
A few other announcements coming up with Awakening Zone.
Very good.
Okay, a few new things going on the Awakening Zone. How many here listen to the Awakening Zone at least once in a while?
Every day.
Every day.
Oh,
yeah. Good stuff.
Wow. Well, you can listen live or archive.
We have a new show starting on, I think it's Monday or Tuesday, with Dr. Pat. Dr. Pat is amazing. We've been on her show before as guests and loved her so much. We said, why don't you start a show on the Awakening Zone, which she's doing. She's syndicated worldwide. She's on CBS. I forgot all the other networks she's on, but she's a very, very popular talk radio host, amazing sense of spirituality.
Very interesting, very
funny.
Good interviewer.
Yeah. And she's very familiar with Crimson Circle. She reads the materials or watches the shouds on a regular basis. So she's really got
energy.
The chambre energy. She has great guests on her shows, people like Linda Evans, Jean Houston, Doreen Virtue, Dan Millman. Names go on and on.
Everybody
knows. She really attracts some great, great guests. We're really honored to have her on the Awakening Zone.
Yeah, I'm really excited to hear her show because I've really enjoyed what I've heard.
Yeah, and it starts Tuesday, August 6th. I think, Vicki, isn't it like at 10 in the morning live? Right, but of course the archives are always there. So I'll make sure to check out Dr. Pat's new show. I'm looking forward to it.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
Moving along to the Awakening Zone Academy. We have a new class listing for the Academy with Christine Day, who also is a host on the Awakening Zone, has a great program. Her class is very, very popular. I like Christine. She's got a lot of integrity and good energy.
Very empowering work.
It's a two-segment course. The registration actually closes on August 12th. Each session is about 77 minutes. And also with Portuguese translation.
Amazing.
I don't know if she speaks Portuguese or just happened to be in there, but check it out in the Awakening Zone Academy. These are the paid courses. The Awakening Zone itself is free, but these are the paid courses, so it helps the Awakening Zone, and it's great material.
Really allows you to dive into some good material in a very personal way.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, I know people right now are going through Norman Garrett's course on the Awakening Zone Academy. I heard some really good comments about that. Thank you. So, okay, what else?
Sam! Sam!
Yeah. The Sam update. How many heard that? When was it? This?
Wow.
This week or last week?
Wow.
Yeah. About a week or so ago, people have been asking for the Sam update for a while. We finally decided to do it on Linda's and my show, and it was very touching. Wasn't what I expected. I thought Adamus would just talk about, you know, what he eats for breakfast and, you know, things like that, mundane things.
Yeah, the general days of his life, but it went way beyond that.
Oh, my gosh.
And it paralleled our lives and our journey, which just, I couldn't believe that it wove that into it. It was just, I was really taken by it and touched by it.
Oh, it was so.
Affected by it.
Yeah. And during the channel, I remember, for those who don't know, Sam is the incarnation of Tobias. And I haven't talked to or had any communication with Tobias since he left 4 years ago. But as Adamus was sharing this story about Sam and asking us to invite Sam in, I could just feel that energy so close, and it was so beautiful.
No one would feel it closer than you.
Oh, it was just so incredibly beautiful. Mm-hmm. But then he told details about Sam, you know, kind of what he's up to. But I loved how it showed all of us the relationship between the soul and our human aspect. And as he said with Sam, Sam could turn his back on the soul self.
His own sovereignty.
Yeah, his own self. Which he probably won't, but kind of that wonderful but strange dynamic between the human and the soul. It was a beautiful, beautiful session, and it was so much more than about Sam. It was about us.
So do listen to it. If you have a chance, you'll find it went way beyond what I imagined.
Yeah. Good. So, yeah, it's free on the Awakening Zone.
Wow, we have a launch pad.
We do.
Is she here? Yeah, here she
is. Yeah, let's see who's on for today on the launch pad.
Do we have the
Andrea
mic?
Porter. Andrea, come on up.
Yep.
Linda's getting the microphone for you.
Give me but a moment.
Sure. And Andrea's beautiful creation is called Beyond Cow Dung Creations. That's an interesting title.
It's a good Thumi title. It's,
yeah, definitely.
He chose the title. I didn't. It really actually started out as one day after the Santa Fe conference back in September of 2011, I was home doing stuff in the house, and Kithumi comes in and goes, "Cow dung." And I had been to the workshop that you had done.
The one in Ohio.
In Ohio several years before. And so I just kind of ignored it, kept doing stuff. Later in the afternoon when I went to check email, instead of doing email, I ended up creating a flyer.
Uh-huh.
And it starts out, calling all creators. And what the book is based on is basically how we start creations, how we let other things get in our ways, how we get derailed, detracted, quit, He calls them cow dung impediments of why you quit creating and what does it. And it's all about who you are in that moment as to why the cow dung creation occurs. Instead, because I've always loved creating things. And I have so much fun doing them. And you've kind of seen it over the years, some of the other launches I've done that have been fun to do. And everything is about heart creation.
Yeah.
He calls them true essence creations. They're based on trusting yourself, living from the love that you truly are, the grandness, the isness of you, creating from your passion, and allowing it to blossom into something that you can't even begin to imagine when you first start the creation. So actually, in September, I'm going to start teaching the workshop. I just don't have a location yet.
It's going to be live or online?
I don't know yet.
Oh.
I'm still working with him to figure it out. But that's how it started, and he asked me if I wanted to write a book with him. And so in the process, I said to Kathumi, I said, I don't want to be just another channeler. I want to really know the information for myself. Now, I will tell you, be careful what you ask for. My life turned upside down, and everything changed in it.
Wasn't it fun, though?
It was. It was awesome. Actually, with all the craziness, what I learned so much was to constantly come back to the trust and the truth of yourself. And I cannot tell you over and over again how many blessings, how many gifts, how many unexpected things have come into my life by trusting myself and creating from my passion. And it changes everything in your life tremendously. In a ways that you would never even consider. This kind of creating is really based on your truth. You cannot even begin to imagine what it's going to turn out like when you start.
You don't even want to think about it.
You can't. Well, even with the book, the cover changed.
Yeah.
When I first did the cover, it was a big painting like this. And Kathumi looks at it and goes, I think we need to change something. So I literally took it and threw it in the trash.
Wow.
And
wow.
It was, and I learned because I got out gouache instead of watercolors. I hadn't used gouache before. I discovered why you don't want to start, even though that's what they teach people to do. And so then in the process, we created this one instead, which has such a beautiful feel. The cow is Kathumi, by the way. He had to
cow
put that
Kathumi.
Don't you like that? It was laughter and jokes all the way. I've always had Kathumi in my life since I was a little girl, but he's always brought it in through laughter because that's where my laughter and the love of enjoying life came from since I didn't have it in my life. Now, back into Paya's time, Kathumi came in one time, and this is what he offered everyone. Life is an interactive art gallery, and you're in the midst of it. So be an artist and get creating. And this is the focus of the book. It's the focus of why we don't have the things we want in our life, how to change it, and how to dare to be boldly all that you are. In the process... because he's always joking
around. I thought
around.
That was mine.
Oh, you're going to get to keep it.
Oh, okay.
He also decided that needed a button. And it says, no more cow dung creation.
Beautiful.
So
beautiful.
This is a button he's created.
Congratulations on your creation.
Thanks.
And how can people get the book?
It's on my website right now since I'm kind of driving back and forth between Arizona and here. If you want the printed copy, you need to go to the Lulu website, which is the Spotlight Artistic one. Otherwise, you can get it off of my regular website, which is Passionately You, and you can even download it in an ebook if you want to.
Lovely.
Great. Well, I
and
give
you have
you
some here.
Yes, I do.
I give you a tremendous credit and honor you for putting this together and for going through the changes in
living
life,
yes,
which can be
living
amazing. Yeah.
But it has been amazing.
Yeah.
It's been a gift.
Yeah.
It's truly a gift.
Well, let's give you a good deep breath for the creation and the launch of your new book. And how was it working with Kathumi? Was it fun?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Because they always came in with humor.
Yeah.
Or yeah. he'd come in with, if it was a difficult time, he'd actually come in very gently, and he'd say to me, he says, now, stop, breathe, step back, and watch. And then you'll know what to do. And that's a really big gift for every one of us, is that no matter what you're dealing with, if you can take a breath and step back for a moment and allow your soul essence to really guide you, the isness of truth of you, everything works beautifully.
Good, good deep breath.
Perfect.
For you, for the new
Perfect.
Creation.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here today. Thank you. Thank you. Back to you, David. Okay. And, oh, now we're back on time. Good. I just have a few other quick announcements. Oh, Chambre News time. Yes. Oh, I sound so serious.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. But we do have some serious announcements today. Couple of quick things. We have the new Mirabs that are coming out on, I think it's on Tuesday. We were trying to get them ready for today. Couldn't quite do it, but they'll be ready for download on Tuesday. Six new Mirabs that we recorded recently with Yoham, right here in Boulder, as a matter of fact. We've been going through all the mixing and the mastering and doing everything. There are six new Mirabs, and they are Grace, Clarity, Beyond, Light Body, and Love of Self and Crystal Energies. They're about, I would say about 22 to 30 minutes in length, and I'm sure you by now you know what a mirab is. These are just beautiful. As a matter of fact, I do have a couple
of
samples.
Go ahead, say it. What's a mirab, Jeff?
Mirab is allowing a shift of consciousness without effort.
Amazing.
And
my
in these mirabs, there's some beautiful music. There's the voice of Adamus coming through. But it's really time to just put on the headsets, sit back, and allow that transition. I've got short samples of two different ones, and I forgot which ones I put on here. I think the first one is Love of Self.
Mm.
Let's listen to that.
Oh, I love what I did hear. I heard early before the serious mixing.
With this song of love to yourself, gift you with acceptance, gift you with forgiveness and release. With this song of love to yourself, allow you to finally let go whatever has been holding you back, and finally let you love yourself. In this song of love to you, what would it feel like? What would it sound like? How deeply would this song of love touch you? Actually, that's a mirror playing the piano in the background of that. Yeah. And then the next one is
this mirab.
Grace, we invite you to expand your consciousness into clarity. Put down that list. Just let go of all of those thoughts running through your mind. Release that tension that's built up about what you should choose or not choose, or what becomes more important to do first, or what you should do later. Take a good deep breath and let all of that go. In this mirab, make it a singular choice of clarity. The amazing thing in a mirab is you can shift consciousness from one state into another without any effort, without any force, just by allowing. We have the beautiful musical accompaniment of Yoha to entertain you, to inspire you, to help you allow for this thing that we call clarity. Take a good deep breath into the mihrab of crystal clarity in your life. Mihrabs will be out Tuesday. Yeah. So anyway, that was this week. So fun putting together. I wish they'd have been ready for today. Okay, what else do we have before we go on break? Oh, quick note that the Journey of the Angels, which we actually recorded about 4 years ago, it was Tobias's, really his last school that he ever did.
Actually, it's a compilation of the most wonderful things he shared with us in that 10 years. It was things that he took from some of the schools that he'd done, and it was almost like he said, I know what I presented. I really want to share this with you in a concise and truly beautiful way. And as I've said before, there are so many things out there that basically tell us that, you know, we're on this planet because we pissed off God, we screwed up, and the feminine energy is the most evil thing of all. And this story tells something different. I found it quite inspiring.
Well, the video class is now out. We've been going through training with the teachers who are going to start offering it, I think, in as early as September.
Right.
To me, Journey of the Angels is right up there with the Sexual Energy School
it's
in terms
amazing.
Of the impact and the information that's in there. The book is out, and I know a lot of people say, well, I'll just get the book.
Not the same.
The book is wonderful, but I've sat through the class now several times through the videos. Absolutely amazing information, really beautiful. So,
and so congruent to the new energy. That was the piece I wondered when we first started putting it together as the school with this. Is this still really going to be pertinent? It's more than that. It's so complementary to what Adamus is walking us through.
How many were there 4 years ago when we shot this up in Breckenridge? Quite a few.
And it's truly something, whether you're kind of new to things or if you've experienced it all, there's something about it that is so supportive of each of us.
Yeah. So that's available. And let's see, what else do we have?
Near the end here.
I know. It's almost time for a break. Oh, yeah, just a couple little things. Remember the shut off button from last month? It made its way to Washington. And here's the actual evidence. Listen carefully.
Madam President, the Senate is not in order.
The Senate is not in order. The Senate will be in order.
Madam President, have
the majority leader
sit down and shut up. Sit down and shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
I thought it was funny. He really,
well,
and that was just yesterday he said that.
It's pretty good, but I don't know.
And one other thing, as long as I have the stage, just a little bit of a rant here. You know, I got a few pet peeves now that it's August, which is
did you shave your beard for
which
this?
Is the Virgo month. And by the way, for those who aren't familiar with the word pet peeve, it's like a personal annoyance. My pet peeve.
Your favorite annoyance.
Yeah, well, this isn't just one. I have many, but I'll be focusing on them the month of
there
Virgo.
There are many.
But my pet peeve is, and could we get the lights down for a moment? Yeah, uh-oh. And some of you will recognize this. How about the other side? Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Taryn. Jeff, some people are listening. They can't read that.
And we can have the lights back up. Thank you. It just annoys me when I get emails and it's all caps and exclamation points. That is kind of like taking a megaphone and yelling in my ear. So I know now there's a lot of people sitting here online. Good, I'm going to send him an email, all caps, tonight.
You open
you know what
the door.
What I do with those is I just hit the delete button. Please. Does that annoy anybody else, or is it just me? Isn't it like, shut up, stop yelling? Upper and lower case. UNLC
but
is the
break
way
time.
To go.
But it's break time.
And if you liked this little rant of mine, wait till next month when I talk about emoticons.
Jeffrey.
What? So we're going to take a break now. We'll be back at the top of the hour. But before we leave, we'd like to give special thanks to the Crimson Circle Angels all around the world. This is a monthly subscriber program, but it's through the angels that we're able to do things like this, have this webcast, and so many of the things that Crimson Circle offers to the awakening humans, but also to our web hosts, translators, all the people who are out there supporting. Even right now, there are simultaneous translations
right.
of this, believe
Spanish
it or not.
Spanish and Polish.
Yeah. So
God
we
knows
thank
how they translate
them.
This stuff.
And also a big thank you to the team that sets up and tears down every month and makes this
yes.
look so beautiful. And we are going to, we are right on time. We are going to take a 30-minute break. There's plenty of food. I hear a storm rolling in, but that's real typical up here in the mountains. We'll be back at 3 o'clock for Adamus.
Ooh.
All right.
Ooh.